I believe this morning that we didn't have to look for anything to pray. God had already given us what to pray. As he has released divine, this is the season of divine, the month of divine release. I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. This is the month of divine release. The things that Pastor House has decreed over our lives can only be received by us if we pray believing that we're going to receive them. What is it that could hinder us from receiving this month of divine release? And I believe that God, when he does something, he can start it in a month and it can continue for a lifetime. Hallelujah. What is it that can hinder us from receiving this divine release? God revealed to me that there is a lie in the middle of our belief. Look at it. B-E-L-I-E. Yeah. Or B-E-L-I-E-D-E. So we're going to pray this morning and we're going to face the lie that is in the middle of what we believe. And what is it that keeps us from receiving the word of God from the shepherd, from the man of God, is our belief. Now, we know that the lie can come from the enemy, or it can be lies that we tell ourselves. But in this decree, he has already rebuked anything that can keep us from receiving this divine release. The lie the enemy tells, and we know that it comes from scripture in John 10:10. It says, the enemy come but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We're going to receive the abundant life. The reminder about the lie is to remind us that the enemy, he comes to steal, to kill and destroy. He comes to tell us that we can't do it, that we're not going to receive it, that the enemy is, that the word of God is not true, and that the enemy has more power. He has more to offer us than Jesus and the word of God. He comes to tell us that our past has disqualified us from receiving the things of God. I come to remind you this morning that the very thing that disqualified you, or you believe disqualified you from salvation, is the very thing that God has used to save your life and is going to use to bless your life. The lie we even sometimes tell ourselves, we listen to the lie from the enemy so much that we take it as the gospel. No, not this morning. This morning, we're going to set ourselves up this month to receive every blessing that God has ordained for us. He has told us to expect. What is it that can take our expectation is when we lose hope. When we lose hope, then we become weak in our faith. We become stagnant in our movement forward. But this morning, by the power of God, we're going to start this month with an open heart and an open mind to receive this month of divine release. We're no longer going to allow the lie that lies within what we believe, the word of God, to steal from us and to hinder us from receiving what the word of God says. But our bishop has already said that I rebuke every power contending with the change of the story in life, and he speaks order. So we bind everything, every power that would hinder the order that's in the realignment and peace that is going to change everything for us. The things that are about to happen in our lives, I believe it's because of the set time of breakthrough and because God has seen our faithfulness. And so, Father, when we approach you now in prayer, we're going to be praying and thanking you for the things that you have promised us in this month of divine favor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for this time of prayer. We ask you to forgive us for our sins. You said if we would confess our sins, you would be just and faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And God, this morning, some of us have already started our days and things may have seemed to be a little off track. But you are God who says that before you call, I answer. And while you are yet speaking, I hear. So even before we got to this particular moment of our day, you have already answered some prayers that have been prayed earlier. And even while we're talking to you now, you're releasing answers. You're releasing promises. You're releasing the word of God for our lives. And we thank you. Father, we thank you that as we pray during this month of divine release, you're going to release us from some things. God, we thank you that you're going to release some things from us. And God, we thank you that you're going to release some things to us. We're so grateful that you are faithful, God, even when we're not. And if you spoke it in your word, you're going to bring it to pass. We ask you right now, God, to ignite our expectation. Ignite our expectation. You said that we can have an expectation of divine provision, the restoration of finances and health. In Philippians 4:19, you said, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus." So God, we expect every need that we have in our life, Lord God, to be met from the riches of your glory. No need in our life can exceed the grace that you have and the grace that you have in store for us. In your word, you've even told us to look at the birds of the air in Matthew 6:26. You've even told us in Psalm 81:10 that I, the Lord, am your God, and you are the one who is going to make provision for us. You even told us in Psalm 34:10 that the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but you, God, are the one who makes provision. You tell us, Lord God, to check our character in Hebrews 13:5. So, God, we come right now asking you to forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for constantly remaining in the past, looking in the rearview mirror, God, instead of looking out of the windshield where we can readily see that visibility is better when we're looking forward. We can see better. We can see clearer when we're looking from the windshield, God, rather than looking in the rearview mirror of our past. We thank you, God, that you told us that we can expect divine help. In Psalm 46:1, you said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. God, you told us in Psalm 68:6 that you set the solitary in families. You told us in Proverbs 3:5-6 to trust in the Lord and not lean to our own understanding, and in all of our ways acknowledge you, and you would direct our paths. So, Father, we recognize that as we acknowledge you, God, as we call on you, as we believe in you, as we deal with the lie that steals from us, God, Satan and his imps, if we deal with those things, God, and we place our trust in you, that you will direct our path. God, we thank you that you've told us to expect divine power. In 2 Peter 1:3, you said, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. And we have received this by coming to know you, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. Father, we thank you that we can experience divine power as we are connected to you. Father, we pray and we give you glory for our lives as we have come to know you as our personal Savior. But God, we take a moment and we pray for those, Lord God, who don't know you in the pardon of their sin. We thank you, God, that we have the ability as believers to come together and pray for lost souls. God, we stop right now and we ask you to catch the heart and the soul of the person who right now is at the brink of despair, not knowing which way to go, not knowing that help comes from you. God, we stop right now to intercede on behalf of a brother or sister who right now, God, who needs you, and they need you right now. God, they can't wait another second. If you don't move right now, God, it could determine life or death for them. So we come together as a group of baptized believers, God, who stand on your word. And we pray, Lord God, that you would snatch our brothers and sisters from the very edge, from the very ebb, from the very brink of despair and death, God, and that you would bring them back. And God, not just bring them back, but do what you do, and that's love us, and that you would care for us, that you would clean us up, that you would heal us, that you would remind us that you love us unconditionally. Father, do what you have done for us, for our brothers and sisters, God, who feel like they're without hope, that they are without help. By your divine power, God, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, God, do it for our brothers and our sisters. God, we thank you that you've told us that we can expect divine blessings, restoration of our family and favor. According to James 1, 17 and 18, you said every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. We're reminded, oh God, of you being the unchanging God, and that every gift comes from you, and that you are not like man. You're not fickle. You're not manipulative. You are not one who promises something and doesn't keep his word. And God, for that, we bless you. We thank you for, again, your word in Philippians 4, 19 and 20. You said, but my God shall supply all of our need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for releasing us from bondage, from pain, from restraints, from sicknesses, from lies, from problems, from imprisonment, from sufferings and confinements. We thank you that we now have the ability through the things that you've already brought us through, God, the miracles that we have seen you perform in not just our lives, but in the lives of our brothers and sisters, Father. We thank you that we have history with you. Father, we thank you that your story, the gospel, your story, history has come and has changed our stories. God, we bless you this morning. We thank you, Father, for the encouragement from our pastor that tells us we cannot quit. We simply cannot quit. The word of God tells us, and I'm often reminded, because these days have caused us to become overwhelmed, underwhelmed, sidetracked, feeling like it's just too much. But this morning, I'm encouraged, and I encourage you not to quit, for the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for we shall reap a harvest if we just don't faint. It doesn't tell us not to get tired. It doesn't tell us that it's not going to get difficult. It's not going to tell us that we're going to face some things that we don't understand. It doesn't tell us that some things are going to happen or some things that have happened that you're still trying to process. But he says, don't become weary. So God, we lift up and pray for those who are at the edge of becoming weary. God, we thank you that you give strength to the weary. You give strength and power to us. You said don't become weary. And so, Father, we choose to stop where we are. Call on the name of the Lord. You said who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so we say Jesus this morning. And I challenge you this morning, wherever you are, if you're in a cubicle and you cannot say it out loud, if you're in a place where you would feel uncomfortable, whisper the name of Jesus. And for those of us who have the liberty, scream the name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is no other power greater than his name. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in that matchless, marvelous, and wonderful name, we thank you for this month of divine release. We thank you, Father, for the things that you told us to expect. We thank you, Lord God, for the promise. You said if you spoke it, you were going to bring it to pass. And God, we will deal with every lie of the enemy. We will deal with every distraction, every derailment, every detour that would keep us from receiving what your word says for this month. I don't know about you all, but I've waited for some things. I've been looking for some things. I've been praying for some things, not just for myself, but for my family, for my husband, for my pastors, for my leaders, for my brothers and sisters in Christ. There is not a day that passes that I don't get a text or a call of someone who needs prayer. I encourage you all, wherever you are and whatever it is you're going through, you are not alone. Someone somewhere is praying for you. Someone somewhere is sensitive to where you are right now. Someone somewhere knows the power of God and will pray, stand with you, be in agreement with you until that word is manifested. I choose this month to stand with Bishop House in this month of divine release. I choose to set myself in agreement with my other brothers and sisters that you all too will receive this month of divine release. I will stand with you and I will pray until a manifestation comes. Yesterday, and as we get ready to close, I'm asking you now, even as we continue to keep our hearts in prayer, if you have a special prayer request, something that you need right now, bring it to the forefront of your mind and know that someone is praying for you. We're praying for you now. It doesn't substitute your own personal prayer time or the prayers that others will be praying for you. But bring that prayer request to the forefront of your mind right now. Yesterday, as I was preparing to pray, and I'm adding this prayer request, my daughter sent me a prayer request, and she asked me, she said, Mama, will you pray for people who have lost hope or feel like they have lost hope and they see no way out or see no way up? Pray that they are able to wipe the tears away just enough to be able to see God holding his hand out to help them, because that's what he has done for me. And also, Mommy, pray for single parents. Pray that they see that they are never alone parenting and that God sends them the help they need to keep going. So, Father, we add that prayer request and the prayers of your people, and we thank you that your word says that the prayers of the righteous are forever in your throne room. And we thank you for hearing and answering all of our prayers in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that it is done, it is so. Amen. We thank you for joining us this morning at Prayer from the Mountaintop. We thank you, Bishop House and Dr. House, for allowing this prayer opportunity to go forth. We thank you, Dr. Mercer. If there are any other leaders on this line, we thank you for joining us this morning, and we invite you all to visit the Mountaintop Faith Ministries website and to look at us on any of the, to join us on the various social media platforms. I pray that this Friday, this first Friday of the month of September, will be the beginning of your divine release. We thank you and we praise you. We honor you. You are an important and vital part of this prayer call, and we're so grateful that you joined us this morning. We love you, and may God bless you and keep you, is our prayer. Amen. Have a great day.